Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we've got some great music from trumpet player Ted Curson. Also featuring music this afternoon, music from Sonny Fortune. We've got flautist James Newton on board as well. A little later on, we've got music from pianist Daryl Grant, who I featured last week on the show and had a really good response to his latest CD called Black Art. But starting off this afternoon, I thought we'd listen to some music from cornetist and trumpet player Nat Adderley from his latest CD. Actually, this is a CD from a brand new label in Holland called Challenge Records. And it features Nat on trumpet, Antonio Hart on alto sax, Rob Bargett on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. I thought we'd listen to a song written by the great bassist Sam Jones. This is called Unit 7. Whoa, still blowing up a storm after all these years. That was trumpet player Nat Adderley and a song called Unit 7 from his, as far as I know, his latest CD for Challenge Records. And this recording was made back in 1994, the month of June, and featuring some great drumming there from Jimmy Cobb. Jimmy used to play with Miles Davis in Miles Davis's pivotal quintet era of the 1950s. And he's still playing strong, as was evidenced on that last piece that we heard. Antonio Hart on alto sax, Rob Bargett on piano, and Walter Booker holding down the whole group on bass. And, of course, the name of that CD was called Good Company. And you should be able to pick these up in your record stores. It's quite a session, I'm telling you. Now we're going to go back to pianist Daryl Grant. Last week I featured his CD Black Art on my show, and I had quite a good response to it. And I thought I'd feature another track from Daryl. Actually, this is a song written by Daryl Grant called Freedom Dance, featuring some fine trumpet work here from Wallace Roney. Christian McBride's on bass, and Brian Blade is on drums. Thank you. music from pianist Daryl Grant from his latest CD called Black Art. And that was a song written by Daryl called Freedom Dance. Some beautiful trumpet work there from Wallace Roney. And I can't recall Wallace playing any better than that on this 1993 session that was recorded at RPM Studios in New York City. And by all accounts, it looks like Daryl will be appearing at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival this summer as part of Jane Bonnet's group, and hopefully he'll be playing on his own. That's still to be worked out, apparently. Talking to Daryl a couple of weeks ago, he's looking forward to playing here in Ottawa, and I hope that everything works out for him. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. I'm going to be featuring now a trumpet player that was on the scene for quite a number of years. He passed away very recently, I think about 3 or 4 years ago. His name is Bill Hardman. Those of us in the jazz community know of Bill's work, but I don't think he's been really well known outside of the jazz community, like, let's say, Miles Davis or Dizzy Gillespie. But he had a very unique trumpet style, and we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from an album that he made in 1980. But before that, I just want to give you a little background on Bill Hardman. He was born in Cleveland, Ohio, April 6, 1933, and he was affiliated with bassist Charlie Mingus and drummer Art Blakey during the 60s and 70s. He also worked briefly with Horace Silver and Lloyd Price's big band. He was also affiliated for several years with Lou Donaldson, and he also ran his own group for a while, the Brass Company, and he played in the United States and Europe with Junior Cook in the late 70s, early 80s. Bill Hardman was a great admirer of Clifford Brown, and you can tell through his playing that he was greatly influenced by Clifford Brown's playing. His early work had a limited phraseology and a peculiar tone which was very identifiable. He's built on this foundation to become a wide-ranging stylist who deserves to be more widely known. Well, apparently he never really had the chance to become more widely known, but fortunately for us, his recordings speak volumes. And this recording that I'm going to play was released in 1980 for the Muse label, and the name of the recording is called Focus. It features Junior Cook on tenor sax, Slide Hampton on trombone, Walter Bishop Jr. on some very fine piano, Leroy Williams on drums, and Stafford Brown on bass. I thought we'd listen to two tracks, starting off with a song called Minority, and then we'll listen to a beautiful track called Avila and Tequila. And again, this is from a Muse recording called Focus. I'm not sure if this has been re-released on CD or not, but we'll listen to good old vinyl here for the next, 12 minutes. We'll be right back.
Every Monday night at 7 p.m., CHUO-FM presents its Radio Bingo. Win up to $3,500. Tune to 89.1 FM and play Radio Bingo in the comfort of your own home. Five games are played every Monday night, including the full card jackpot worth $1,150. Call 247-1555 for information about where to buy your Radio Bingo cards. That's 247-1555. Radio Bingo on CHUO 89.1 FM, Monday night at 7 p.m.
Thank you.
Music from trumpet player Bill Hardman, a fine example of his exquisite trumpet playing on a recording that he made for Muse back in 1980. A song that we just listened to was called Avila and Tequila, a song written by Hank Mobley. And before that, we listened to a track called Minority. And you can really feel the bass playing there of Stafford James really pushing along the music and pushing the band along as well. Leroy Williams taking a beautiful drum solo there from that last number that we just heard. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition. And right now, we're going to be featuring music from flautist James Newton, a young man who's been on the scene for quite a number of years. James was born May 1st, 1953, and continues to astound the jazz world with his very fine flute playing. I thought we'd listen to a variety of music from James this afternoon, starting off with a recording that he made for the Indian Navigation label in 1982 called Portraits. And we're going to listen to a track written by Charlie Mingus called Caroline Kiki Mingus. And it features some fine piano playing here from Bob Nellums accompanying James Newton on this beautiful piece. And right after that, we're going to listen to a track from James's solo album called Axum and a song called Addis Abada. So here is music from flautist James Newton. Thank you. Music from flautist James Newton, and that was a song called Adin Abada, taken from his ECM recording, Axum. Very fine work there from James Newton, very fluid playing, and this man is very convicted to his music and very dedicated to the art form. We're going to listen to one more number here from James from his excellent album recorded for the Gramavision label back in 1984. It's called Luella. And he dedicated this album to his aunt, Luella Scott, who was brutally murdered at the age of 57 in Lubbock, Texas. And this entire album is in her memory. And I thought we'd listen to a track called Diamonds Are for Freedom. And this track, according to James Newton, is for the people of South Africa. That someday they, well, when this album was recorded, freedom was not yet attained in South Africa to the extent that it is now. And James Newton wanted to write this piece dedicated to the people of South Africa, and it's called Diamonds Are for Freedom. That was music from flautist James Newton, and that was a song called Diamonds Are for Freedom. Right now we're going to listen to music from a great musician by the name of Sonny Fortune, and I feel really good about playing this musician because he just secured a record deal with Blue Note Records, and hopefully it'll give him wider recognition, sort of in the same vein as Joe Henderson has been getting over the past 2 or 3 years. Sonny Fortune has been playing on the music scene for quite a number of years now. He was born in Philadelphia in May of 1939. He studied at Granoff School of Music before making the leap to New York City in 1967. Once he was in the Big Apple, he gigged with such people as Elvin Jones, Mongo Santamaria, vocalist Leon Thomas, drummer Buddy Rich, and his close association with McCoy Tyner and Miles Davis. Playing with Miles and McCoy was both fulfilling and intimidating. According to Sonny, he said, "I would look at McCoy and Miles every night, two different cats, and I would be amazed. With both cats, I saw what I had to offer as being meager by comparison. I mean, McCoy was used to hearing John Coltrane, one of the baddest cats ever, up there on the stage and with him every night, night after night. And Miles, well, he had heard both Train and Bird, and that made it hard for me to come up with what I thought they were used to hearing. So I know that they asked me to play with them, and I know that they liked what I did, but still it was difficult for me to stop wrestling with history. Understandable sentiments indeed." Sonny graduated from Miles' band in May of 1975, and he went on to record with Miles, with McCoy Tyner, rather, making some excellent recordings. And I've seen them perform many years ago in concert, and it was really something to see. So right now, and also something to hear, right now I thought we'd listen to some music from a couple of Sonny Fortune's recordings. The first one we're going to listen to this afternoon is a recording that he made back in 1976 for the A&M Horizon label, and it's called Waves of Dreams. I thought we'd start off with an original of Sonny's called Seeing Beyond the Obvious, and it features Sonny on soprano sax, tambourine, shaker, and hand claps. Charles Sullivan handles the trumpet on this recording. Michael Cochran's on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Chip Lyle is on drums, and Angel Allende is on conga shell. This recording was made March 22nd, 1976. Thank you. Music from sax great Sonny Fortune, and that was a song called Seeing Beyond the Obvious from his superlative album Waves of Dreams, released on the A&M Horizon label. Hopefully these recordings are re-released on CD, because these are great. We're going to listen to one more now from Sonny Fortune, and it's taken from his album Awakenings. It's a beautiful number written by Sonny called For Duke and Canon. Before we get to that, I just want to mention that tonight on public broadcasting on TV, a great concert by Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, and Jack Desjarnais starting at 7 o'clock. So if you happen to tune in and you're not really into the Super Bowl, you might want to listen to some fine music from these three great musicians. Also on February 18th, at the National Library of Canada, some great jazz will be heard featuring the Billy Robinson Quintet. The show starts at 7 o'clock and the admission is $10. Also performing with the band in monologue is actor Ronald Selmore. We've got Ray Downs on piano, Danielle Lessard on bass, Wally Mohammed on drums, and Horace Hogan on percussion. So this is a definite must-see. And again, it's presented by Lineage and Heritage Symposium. And it's a jazz and dramatic performance by Billy Robinson's quintet. Not to be missed. Here's music from Sonny Fortune. Beautiful number there, and beautiful, passionate playing from Sonny Fortune, and the track is called For Duke and Canon. Right now we're going to go to some music from another fine musician, trumpeter Ted Curson, someone who's been on the scene for many years, but I don't think he's really deserved the recognition that he should get. And I thought we'd listen to a couple of recordings that he made for the Arista label. Actually, they were re-released on Arista back in the 70s, and then quickly cut out of their catalog for whatever strange reason. These are recordings that were originally made August 1st, 1964 in Paris, And the first one we're going to listen to is a recording called Flip Top. And the song we're going to listen to is called Searching for the Blues, featuring Ted Kirsten as the writer, Bill Behrens on tenor sax, Herb Buschler on bass, Dick Burke on drums. And this is Searching for the Blues.
Thank you.
Searching for the Blues, music from trumpet player Ted Kersen. And right now we're going to listen to some more music from that session in 1964 in Paris. Another release from Arista was Tears for Dolphy. And this is a beautiful album. I thought we'd listen to the title track. Kersen's melancholy, heartfelt tribute, Tears for Dolphy, mirrors the shock that was felt when Eric Dolphy died in Berlin in the summer of 1964. He had been living in Paris for several months and was to return there to work and study. His death was keenly felt in Paris by everyone who knew him, and it is singularly unfortunate that he died before receiving the recognition that would certainly have been his. But the fortunate thing is that we do have recordings from Eric Dolphy, and this is a beautiful tribute to Eric Dolphy, Tears for Dolphy, featuring Bill Barron on tenor sax and clarinet, Herb Buschler on bass, Dick Burke on drums, and Ted Kersen plays piccolo trumpet as well as trumpet. Mm-hmm. That was music from trumpet player Ted Kersen and a beautiful tribute to the late great musician Eric Dolphy. That was Tears for Dolphy, song written by Ted Kersen himself, taken from the album simply entitled Tears for Dolphy. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to CHUO-FM, and the show is called In Transition. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and we're serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. And right now I'd like to play some music from a great trio out of the United States called the Joe LoCascio Trio. I picked up this CD last week, and it's released on the Tafford label out of the States. All of the compositions on this CD are written by pianist Joe LoCascio, and it features John Adams on bass and Ed Soff on drums. We're going to start off with a track called Squares, and then we're going to follow that up with a beautiful clarinet player from the States called Wendell Harrison. And this is from his latest CD called Rush and Hustle. And we're going to listen to a track called Urban Lullaby. And then right after that, we're going to go back to Joe LoCascio's trio and a song called Old Floyd. Thank you. Music from the Joel Ocasio Trio from his latest CD called Silent Motion. That was a song called Old Floyd. And you can really see the Monk influence on that particular number. Joe has been listening to a lot of Thelonious Monk, as well as a number of musicians and listeners over the years. Who hasn't been influenced by Monk, both musician and non-musician? Before that, we heard music from Wendell Harrison from his latest CD called Rush and Hustle, and a beautiful song called Urban Lullaby. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. We're going to continue now with more music from Wendell Harrison. One more track from his Rush and Hustle CD. I thought we'd listen to the title track, and then we'll get back to some serious bebopping from Nat Adderley and his excellent challenge release called Good Company. Music from Wendell Harrison and the Clarinet Ensemble title track from his CD Russian Hustle, beautiful composition written by Wendell Harrison. We're going to finish off this afternoon's edition of In Transition with music from Nat Adderley. Going back to his CD Good Company, we started the show off with some music from the CD, and now we're going to continue with some more great music, starting off with a piece called Rwanda, and it features Antonio Hart on alto sax, Rob Bargett on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And if we have any time left over, we'll listen to their version of Nat Adderley and Julian Adderley's composition, Sermonette. Thank you. That was music from Nat Adderley from his excellent new CD called Good Company, and a song written by him and his brother Cannonball Adderley called Sermonette. And before that, we listened to music again from the CD, a song called Rwanda. And that's a beautiful song that opens up this excellent CD from this great cornetist. Accolades certainly pour down over this CD from me. I just love it. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. I'll be back next week with, let's see what we got lined up. Music from pianist Jim McNeely, vocalist Kevin Letao, and bassist extraordinaire Charlie Hayden will be featured, along with a couple of other surprises. Who knows what can happen, because the name is In Transition, and anything can happen within the two-hour period. Coming up next, we have some great German music from Patty. She'll be taking you through until 5 o'clock. In the meantime, my name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.